Blog Talk Radio.
As we move forward, anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand that's using you. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusing you. The people and the priests and the imams have been jammed by government scams, minds systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism, the way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. This place is a pagan prison. The founding fathers' enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over, and if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that sits the all-seeing eye with the light shines, a sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words Anuit Coeptis, 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in its talons to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand this government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed decoding. The rituals, like trips across the sand, as man takes. The skull and bones fraternity, the secret handshake. But understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't fear the city harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery. Christmas split in half is Christ mass. The so-called birth of Jesus, where every home has glowing lights cast. Christ the anointed one mass, the birth celebration, but Jesus' birth was kept secret due to the situation. The king initiated a death plot because the Messiah was prophesied to rule, so Jesus' murder was authorized. No one knows the actual date. That's why sometimes you see Xmas. X means unknown, but ignorance affects us. A fraud that was purposely flawed. December 25th, the birthday of the wicked ruler Nimrod. This whole disguise is part of Satan's universal rise. A holy prophet's life being pimped and commercialized. Positions like lights on trees, rooted in the Nicene Council in 325 AD. By Constantine, these matters were decreed. The concept of a virgin birth was actually conceived and then agreed with graven images in the temple. The fish on your car is called Onis, a Babylonian symbol. It's visibly contradictory. Telling your children lies, you need to make them study Santa Claus and sick history. But yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah.
I believe that America was a democracy, and I took that really seriously.
Your car.
We are people.
We are people.
Ah, vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key.
Yeah. Crossroad Walker, Roots Man Villa, got my Mike Dean slice from the Mega Godzilla.
G.O.D.
Sam Seed, Rude Boy, Master Killer. My cup spilling over, so I cleanse dirty Rebel Milk Turner. My hydroglycerin cream sets off into burners. Broadcast wide like Ted Turner's
network.
Exert vocal dramas from pimps to the llamas. I serve like Benihana. Ghost Snapper Dada, J Supreme Abba. My son D. Yeshua, Earthseed, Black Madonna. Theory Big Bang, Evolution, God Ethics. Told jewels is gold, one path through mathematics. The conscious terrorist, warfare kinetics. Extreme level phonic,
for war.
Granted it's hectic, deadline for fools. Think twice before you said it. First steps to duty, no hell, your drop is endless.
To the east, blackwards, and it won't stop. Can't and will not stop. Forward.
I'm in the street knowledge. The art of survival's my recipe. My roots be harmonious therapy. Kidding it ready, be ready for X-Clan. We cipher like 720,
recycle the lifespan.
We evolve and expand the blood, race, and land. The brothership connection, we live
free in the land.
We spark the guard, man, arm, legger, legger. We do it and true to it, we measure beyond bars.
The sea to the east is empty. Distracted by terror and the sacrifice for war is plenty. Much death going down and pending.
Specialized ride. And you know how we do when we serving that black indigenous funk. Way before that Sugar Hill rap.
Head crack.
Son, let these mortals adapt to the irresistible rhythm of my voodoo style rap.
Builders, ballers, New Jack's best. The funk of being quiet is controlling the set. The crossroads cipher will replenish the X.
And if you frontin' on the clan, son, protect your neck. Come on.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. All right, let me get ready to do this commercial right here, right, man. Let me do this commercial. Check it out. Oh, yeah, everybody, what's up out there? How y'all doing? What's up? Y'all know who this is. This is the evangelist, the apostle, the Reverend Gitmo from Set It Off Baptist Church down here in Cape Get Right, Mississippi. Oh, I'm back in the house again with another commercial, y'all. With another commercial. Yeah. But check this out, y'all. What I got right here, I want to give y'all the lineup of Coach of Freedom Radio Network. Yeah, the Coach of Freedom Radio Network. Check this out right here. Yeah. Started off on Sundays, y'all, at 6 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. Central Time. Y'all, we got Free Your Mind Radio hosted by my little old nephew. Aha, yeah, it is. Sunray 9, y'all. Sunray 9 with Free Your Mind Radio. 6 p.m. Central Time. And on Thursdays, y'all, on Thursday, we got Mama Pearl in the house, y'all, the ancient newcomer, y'all, with Strange Fruit Rising. Strange Fruit Rising on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, y'all. Strange Fruit Rising. Showing up, y'all. And check this out right here, y'all. On Friday, that is Friday. Oh, yes, a good day. Yeah, Friday. Thank God it's Friday, y'all. Hey, y'all, we got Mo Light Radio in the house. Mo Light Radio hosted by, yeah, Brother Anthony Shabazz Ill and Black Messiah. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm feeling that when I said the Black Messiah, y'all. The Messiah is rising, y'all. Hey, Mo Light Radio. 6 p.m. Central Time on Friday, y'all. 6 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Oh, y'all, we got one more to go, y'all. We got one more to go. Oh, yeah. On Saturday. Yeah, we got Mrs. Savannah Black in the house, y'all. And Sister Tria in the house, y'all, with Savannah Black Cultures Attack. Oh, yeah. Let me say it one more again, y'all. One more again. We got Mrs. Savannah Black and Sister Tria in the house. In the house. Yeah. With Mrs. Savannah Black Cultures Attack, y'all. Which is at right there at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. One more time for the lineup, y'all. We got Free Your Mind Radio, 6 p.m. Central Time on Sundays. On Thursdays, y'all, Mama Paul in the house with Strange Fruit Rising at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More Light Radio, Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Edgy Shabazz L and Black Messiah. Saturday, Mrs. Savannah Black and Sister Tria, y'all, with Savannah Black Conscious Attack. 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, damn, I said Eastern. I mean 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Hey, y'all, this is the Evangelist Apostle Reverend Gitmo. Hey, up in the house, y'all. Hey, I gotta get up out of here, y'all. Yeah. One more time, y'all. Hey. Everybody in the church getting tipsy. Do it one more time. Yeah. Everybody in the church getting tipsy. One more time. Yeah. Everybody in church getting tipsy. Let me get up out of here. These goddamn choir directors back here fighting again. Sit y'all ass down in that choir. Quit that damn fighting. I gotta go. They stealing money out the goddamn collection plate. Bye, y'all. Reverend Gitmo.
You're now tuned in to Free Your Mind Radio, hosted by Brother Sunray Nye, right here on the Culture Freedom Radio Network. Oh boy, the best in conscious talk radio.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing out there? Yes, it is. Thank you, Reverend Gitmo. Man, for that info commercial, y'all, letting y'all know the days and times that we are at right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, y'all. But I have to put one more in there that we have to do a new commercial with Reverend Gitmo on that. Hey, on Mondays, y'all, we have a new exciting show lined up on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, y'all. We have a new show that is hosted by none other than our good sister, Sister Tria, y'all, which airs right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network. And her show, her new show is called, entitled, y'all, Black Everything Black. Black Everything. Damn, I'm messed up now. Everything Black, y'all. Damn, let me get it right. Let me look it up. God damn, I forgot, Sunray. You got to get it right. I'm throwing off, y'all, because my clips got messed up, so I got thrown off. It's All Black Everything, y'all. Let me start that over, y'all. Sister Tria's brand new show, which is aired right there on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, y'all. It's All Black Everything. All Black Everything. There you go. Getting back on track, y'all. Getting back on track. See, when one thing get messed up, man, sometimes you get thrown off. But like they said, you got to let the show keep going on. You got to keep rolling on. So Sister Trio has a brand new show, y'all. Man, I was excited. She started off last week with her brand new show. Go and check it out in the archives and look the show up. Man, a sighting show that she had on last week. All black everything, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't talking about no European thing. Ain't talking about no Asiatic thing. Ain't talking about shit. You know, no other thing. Nothing but dealing with our thing as a so-called black people, African people, you know what I'm saying, whatever kind of people. We know what we are. And she just deal with everything that pertains to us. You know what I'm saying? If you don't deal with being black or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you want to deal with anything other than that, I don't think that's the show for you. But if you know what we mean by being black or the black race or whatever, that show is for you. But that's Sister Trio right there on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern time, y'all. Hey, that's what I'm saying right there. I don't want to say y'all tonight, y'all. There's a big thing. I had a mistake. Well, I didn't have a mistake. There's a little difficulties. I was trying to load the clip up for tonight's show. Tonight's show that I was going to try to bring to you, y'all. Brother Shaka Musa Barashango, y'all. Shaka Musa Barashango talking about the black race. But somehow I'm having difficulties with the clip playing. So we're going to have to redo that show for another day. So I apologize. So really, I don't have any of the clips loaded for that till tonight. So we just, you know, I didn't want to just cancel out. So I'm just going to be doing various things on here, playing various clips, I guess, and just getting into various things on tonight. Like I said, this is what I had programmed for the night to do, but I'm having difficulties with that clip. It was like an hour-long lecture that I was going to play for the night. And on some Sundays, what are we going to do right here on Free Your Mind Radio? We're going to get back into this thing called Sunday's Lecture Series, and this was going to be part one, but I had to restart and try to do it again another night. But every other Sunday, this is what I'll be getting into, just throwing up various clips and lectures. So you can hear our various scholars going into various things dealing with our history as a so-called African people, so-called black people or whatever. We're going to be bringing, you know, various scholars in, you know, like the Dr. Ben, not in, but playing different lectures that they presented throughout the years. Dr. Ben, like I said, Shaka Musa Barashango, the John Henry Clark, all of our greats, you know what I'm saying, all of Elijah Muhammad, the, you know, Malcolm, the, man, I ain't even playing some Sister Soldier, you name it. We're going to have different things up here, y'all, so y'all can hear it. And because a lot of things we have tend to maybe forgotten that all our teachers were giving us, and some of us don't even haven't heard a lot of these things. So we're going to present a lot of information so you can start doing your research on a lot of things. But we do have on Tuesday show that I'll be doing another thing. You said the volume is low. Let me see here. Make sure what's going on. Let me see. Yeah, everything is having difficulties, brother. My bad. I don't know what the heck is going on. So I'll make sure it ain't on my part. Let me see, too. Yeah. Make sure it ain't on my end, because I'm on Skype. But one more thing, y'all. But on Tuesday, I will be coming on with another show this Tuesday. And this is something that's going to be great. Due to the thing that's especially not only with Ferguson, what's going on with Ferguson, but through a lot of cases that we're having, that we're seen to be having, where, you know, we having it, where police are killing our brothers and sisters. You know, they've been killed and they're going through this so-called judicial system or law system, and they're seeming to, the police officers are seen to always get justified in killing one of our family members. So we're going to be dealing with this thing here. Hey, Sister Lo. Okay, I don't know what's going on with this here. But we're going to be dealing with this thing Tuesday, right? The show will be entitled Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Was the law, was the U.S. law intended for black people? Well, the U.S., you know, law, when it was written, did they have in mind even black people? Was black people intended in that law? You know what I'm saying? When they created this thing called the law, the United States Constitution, did they have black people in mind when they was writing this stuff in the beginning? The so-called forefathers, y'all know who it was, the Andrew Jacksons, the Benjamin Franklins, and all of them, did they have black people in mind when they was writing these so-called laws and constitution? So if we go in to find out things of that nature, whether we were or were we not, then we can truly kind of understand a lot of things that's happening with us now and why the law don't work for us now in these days and time. So like I said, I got the title right here, man. Tuesday, like I said, 7 p.m. Central Time, y'all, was the U.S. law designed with black people in mind? Yeah, y'all want to get in on that one right there. Was the U.S. law designed with people in mind? So we're going into the origins of when this thing was put into play called the United States Constitution, all of these laws and all of this stuff. Was it designed with us in mind? So we can really see why when they gunned down one of our brothers and sisters on the streets, did the law, why the law really don't seem to be working for us. It don't seem to be going in our favor. Why we have a lot of our brothers who are filling up the penitentiaries and stuff of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And then always when they commit, we commit the same crime as a so-called white person, seem like we are getting the most time out of anybody. So we're going to look at this thing, y'all. We're going to look at that on Tuesday. So we would like for you to call in and chime in with your thoughts and comments as well. Whatever you have you want to input on, hey, you're delighted to always do that. The mics and the lines are always open for you, the listeners, to call in. So one more time, y'all, that's going to be on Tuesday. That's 7 p.m. Central Time. Was the law, the U.S. law, designed with black people in mind? And I can already tell y'all, hell no, I don't think so. I don't think so. And we're going to be going into some case law as well and showing you that, y'all. So like I said, I really didn't have, I had a clip that I want to play tonight, a lecture, but until I can get, try to figure out how I can do that, I'm going to play like various clips and things, y'all, to put various things on our mind and reiterate a lot of things that's going on in the world, y'all. So like I said, I just hope everybody's doing fine. I hope the weather, man, is not beating everybody down, keeping you too cold out there, y'all. I hope not. Let me play, let me get my one thing in here. Let me get y'all something like this here. Let me pull that mic up right fast, y'all. Who taught to hate y'all? Who taught you to hate yourself? Right back.
Please, who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you. We teach you to love the hair that God gave you. Here you way out in the middle of the ocean, can't swim, and you worried about someone that's in the bathtub and can't swim. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. And that also deprives the government of revenue. Because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government seal. You can't open a deck of cards without getting past the government seal. Here's a white man makes the whiskey and then puts you in jail for getting drunk. He sells you the cards and the dice and puts you in jail when he catches you using them. So he's against us because we fixed it where he can't catch you anymore. We take the dice out of your hands and the cards out of your hands and the whiskey out of your head. The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
All right, family, we're back. Yeah, that was Brother Malcolm talking about, man, who taught you to hate yourself? You can go and check that clip out also on YouTube, y'all. Who taught you to hate yourself? And you know, I love listening to those old clips like that and then those old lectures and speeches like that. Like Sister Trio said on last Tuesday show, when she said she was listening to a Malcolm X, speech, she said it was like in 1960-something, 63, 60, one of those numbers. She said when she listened to that, she said she can actually imagine Brother Malcolm standing on the corner here 2014, and that speech would still be relevant today. That speech that he made in the 60s would still have an impact or still point to the issues that we're having in 2014. Yeah. So when I listen to a lot of those things, that is exactly right. You know what I'm saying about us protecting our women, us protecting our children, men. Look at us as men today. Look what's going on with our men. You know, we had much respect for our women back in the days. And I know people like, man, that's old school shit. That's old school shit there, man. We ain't with that shit today, man. It's big pimping around here now. It's pimping and hoeing. See, that's the thing that y'all got wrong. Now, if somebody don't talk to you all that old shit with the Superfly movies and that movie Willie Dolomite, The Mac, all of that shit. Now, when we address our women all the time, we always want to call them bitches and hoes. We don't say the women. We don't say our sisters. We don't say the females, nothing there. Every woman got to be addressed as a bitch and a hoe when you're in a conversation with a lot of brothers these days. And even you sisters, goddamn, it is getting just as bad with y'all. When y'all address each other, man, y'all talking to each other, talk about, yeah, bitch, yeah, hoe, so on. Come on. Where's the respect that we have for ourselves? Not just for others, but primarily for ourselves. We don't even seem, a lot of us don't even seem to have respect for our goddamn selves. And when I talk to you, I'm not talking to everybody when I'm talking. I'm just talking in general. For those who know, you know, you're doing wrong, yeah, damn it, you know, you can catch it. Yeah. So, but it's just, as a people, we're losing fucking respect for ourselves. That's why I played the clip last week. Have black people lost their mind? We did that show on Talk Show, so that's why I reloaded it actually to Blog Talk. Have black people lost their mind, or have we just been, you know what I'm saying, have black people lost their mind, or have we just been led astray? Yeah. And certain things that we have, I know that we have been led astray. We have been miseducated. Y'all know I always say that, talk about Brother Carter G. Woodson when he said we have been miseducated. We have taken on the culture and lifestyle of everybody else but ourselves. We have taken on the mindset of everybody but ourselves. We're thinking in the mindset and the ways of everybody else. All of these programs that they call television programs. Just listen to that word program itself. And we're taking on the ways and they're showing you by like these so-called reality shows, which I can't damn stand them. I can't stand these goddamn shows. At one time, I was kind of looked at Preachers of L.A. when it first came out to see what it was all about. Even that's a bunch of foolishness. Well, you know, a lot of these preachers, they with the foolishness now. But that showed a bunch of foolishness in that. So these unreality shows is at programming people. And then people are taking on the energy from these shows. When I mean taking on energy, when you're looking at a lot of these shows, they're showing a lot of people, they're arguing, they're fighting. There's a lot of negativity on it. And a lot of people who watch these shows, every goddamn show that come on, that's all they do, sit there and watch these reality shows, Bad Girl Clubs, Atlanta Housewives, shit, I don't know. I can't even name them all. All they doing is arguing, even on the goddamn Preachers of L.A. They are arguing and fighting and shit all over the television. So when you're watching this type of shit and that's all you're surrounding yourself with, you're starting to take on a lot of this negative ways. I've been talking to a brother and he said the same thing. His wife always watched these damn shows and he used to tell her the same thing. Baby, you're watching so much of this negativity. You are taking on a lot of this way. You have a lot of attitude. Y'all don't want, you don't know that. You know, I used to listen to a lot of blog talk shows at one particular time. And that's all I do, blog talk. Blog, I still do, but I watch myself on some of the shows I listen to. If there's a lot of negativity in a lot of these shows, I won't listen to them anymore. Because at one time, I was just listening to them and listening to all the negative shit all the time from it. And I started finding myself getting a lot of headaches. Yeah, started getting a lot of headaches and started feeling down and feeling drained. And I was like, God damn it, I got to stop back up from these damn shows because I knew that's what it was. It was being around, listening to a lot of that negativity. You don't just have to, just being around a lot of negativity, because y'all know that shit will drain you. It's like, y'all heard of energy vampires, ain't you? About energy vampires. And you be around them, and they will drain the hell out of you. You could be talking about something positive, and you're a positive person. And you're around a person, that's all they talk about, something negative. Every time you see you, man, somebody just got shot in the neighborhood last night. Somebody got kidnapped last night. Somebody got raped, robbed, so-and-so. Every fucking time you see them, they got something negative to say. Don't you, you'll start, that shit will start affecting you. You find yourself all the time, been around, why you getting these certain headaches and shit? You know you went to sleep early last night. You got full, you're full of rest, but somehow you start feeling yourself drained. God damn, I'm tired, the motherfucker. That's those energy vampires. They're sucking the fucking life force out of you. So that's why I say you gotta watch a lot of the shit that we watch. Watch a lot of the stuff that we're listening to, music, television shows. Been around a goddamn a lot of negative people. It will do that to you. It will affect you. A lot of people say music don't affect you. I goddamn it, I beg to differ on that. Man, you know, you listen to all this negative shit talking about killing and robbing and shit, smoking dope, smoking crack. Man, come on, y'all. Y'all remember, I just played, in the beginning, I played X-Clan, Voodoo. X-Clan, that was a group that I used to like back in the days when I was listening to hip-hop deeply. I still do. Y'all can know I do old-school music as well. A lot of those rappers, they were talking about positivity thing. They was giving us this awareness about our culture. They was talking about, you know, like our heritage and where we come from, letting us know we were a great people. We were more than just slaves on the plantation. We were more than just a goddamn Kunta Kinte or Toby, I should say. We were more than that. We were a people who had a great heritage. We were a people who had a great, who have a great legacy. You know, other than despite what people are trying to tell us about ourselves, you're nothing but damn niggas. You're nothing but coons. You're nothing but shines. You're nothing but pimps and hoes and hustlers. We have a legacy greater than that. Yeah. So, X-Clan, Public Enemy, and there's a lot of other ones that have, you know, was putting this great music out. And Leaders of the New School, you know, and the Poor Righteous Teachers, all of those people were teaching us our heritage, dropping the lessons on us. And, you know, but then and now they got people like, what's these fools' name? 2 Chainz, all them goddamn rappers, what the fucker, whatever his damn name is. That's why I say what the fucker, because I don't know what the fuck his name is, really, Waka Flocka. All of these Gucci Mane, nigga with an ice cream cone on the side of his face. It's the craziest shit I ever seen. Grown man with a goddamn ice cream cone on the side of his goddamn face. You know, we got all of these people talking about all of this negative shit. They got a dude here in Memphis called himself Yo Gotti. And he had out a music collection called Cocaine Music. Cocaine Music. Now, we wonder why our children are fucked up. We wondering why our even our adults are screwed up. Listen to the goddamn music that they're playing. Y'all don't know this shit resonate. These tones and vibration will resonate with you. It does call have an effect on you. So a lot of people, somebody, this is just entertainment. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah, it's entering you, all right. It's entering you and it's affecting you and it's also taming you. I know they say tame it, entertainment, but it's taming you to make you act a certain way, make you do certain shit in a certain way, in a certain manner. Just look at our conditions, man. Look at, like I said, when I just played Brother Malcolm, and look at all of our great inspirational teachers. That's what I want to call them, inspirational teachers, and then number of liberated teachers as well. Look at all the great information and look at all the whole progress that we had as a people through their teachings. And now, and look at the mindset a lot of people had. Look at the whole family structure we had at that time. And now, look at the music. And now, look how people acting. I mean, it was one time, man, you didn't get out of line and never disrespect your elders. You didn't even disrespect your mama or your dad. You knew that was a no-no. God damn it, watch Good Times and watch how J.J., Delma, and what's his name? The name Michael, how they acted when James came in the house and they got out of line. James just looked at him. He didn't really have to whoop him. He just gave him that look, gave him that daddy look. Like, uh-oh, you better get right. And that's how it was. You know what I'm saying? But We had that good family structure. But now, man, you curse out your goddamn mama. You curse out your dad. You curse out grandmama. Selling crack to your own goddamn mama. Selling crack and marijuana to your own mama, daddy, nephew, your own children. For a matter of fact, I've seen pictures where they showing people smoking marijuana with they little children. I ain't talking about goddamn it 18, 19 years old. I'm talking about 5 and 6 years old. I'm talking about that shit, y'all. Come on, y'all. We didn't come from a fucking heritage that did shit like that. We didn't do that. See, there's a war. There is an attack on the black mind, y'all. That's why I say we have stepped out of our own minds and stepped into somebody else's goddamn mindset. When you said you want to become Americanized, coming into being American, there's a lot of shit go with that, y'all. A lot of shit go with that. We take on the ways of American style in this European lifestyle. And I know, like I said, we're gonna get into that even on the next show on Tuesday, dealing with this law that a lot of our brothers are always hollering about. The law, the law, the law. We don't know law. We don't know. We gotta study law. Well, and I said the law that you're talking about. Whose law is it? Whose law is it? And I know, you know, we got a brother want to say, well, this the law we had. No, this the fucking European law, because y'all got to understand now when this fucking country was established, I ain't talking about when the natives were here. Yeah, the natives had their thing. They had their little laws and whatever they had here, whatever they had over here. But when these so-called other settlers, as they call themselves settlers, I ain't going to give them that fucking, I ain't going to be nice to them. I'm going to say you colonizers came over here. You fucking crooks came over here from Britain. Where y'all came from? You came from Britain. You came from England. You came from Spain, Portugal. When y'all brought y'all punk ass over here to America and took this land from the natives that was here and claimed some shit that somebody else had. Right now, they call that shit, right now today, they call that shit aggravated burglary, aggravated robbery. Yeah. That's what your ass can get, aggravated burglary, aggravated robbery for what they did. And they made laws, y'all know, and even that's a new law that come up under them. You can come over here on a ship, right, and find the people that was already here and established and had laws, indigenous cultures and everything, a whole way of life. And you come over here and you destroy all that, and then you set up your own way. That's like me going on my neighbor house, right? They got their furniture set up in their house the way they want to. They TV on the goddamn channel they want to. I just go over there and kick the goddamn door in. And I'm like, hey, move that motherfucking love seat out the way. Put that shit in that corner over there. That goddamn ottoman right there, I don't like that shit. Put it in the middle of the floor. Turn that goddamn TV off, football. Put that motherfucker on the history channel. And then they abide by. I'm making them abide by my ways. And they in their own home. I just came in, I took over. I just colonized them folks. And the police, then they call somehow to get their cell phone and call the police. Police gonna come to that motherfucker, they gonna charge my ass with aggravated burglary, probably some goddamn kidnapping and every goddamn thing. Terrorism. That's what the early forefathers did. And then they established this shit over here, came up with their own shit, laws, and started coming up talking about Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Now all of this shit, y'all, we go by. That's why I said on last Tuesday's show when they came up this thing dealing with the verdict, because it should have been a goddamn verdict, y'all, what they should have been doing. But the so-called non-indictment of that punk-ass white boy, the killer, the murderer. Yeah, I said it. I ain't going to take the shit back. I can't even remember his fucking name right now. It just to show you how irrelevant he is. But that fucking punk-ass police in Ferguson, when they came down with that non-indictment, you know, there was some bullshit, y'all, but the whole time. We should have known that was going to happen like that, y'all, be honest. Didn't we know that? Then y'all know that shit was going to happen. I hope y'all didn't expect nothing no different. No, okay. I know y'all know better than that shit. I know y'all. I know everybody on here know better than that. Oh, let me say something too. Let me go back. Peace to my sister Shell. How you doing in the house, sister Shell? Shorty PT PT goddamn PT in the house, and then the guests in the house. Peace to y'all. How y'all doing out there, man? Like I said, I in my clip, you know, I supposed to have y'all earlier, but the lecture I supposed to have up earlier had difficulties getting that thing up and going. And instead of me just canceling the show, and I tried to get something else right fast to go up, y'all, but hey, I couldn't get nothing to go up here today. So like I said, hey, like they said in show business, it must go on. So I ain't gonna stay long on here tonight anyway, because I got something coming up Tuesday to do anyway. But anyway, go back to Monday. We was talking about on last Tuesday show. We had a real interesting show on last Tuesday. We had it was open mic as well, y'all, on last Tuesday show. Man, even with that Constitution and all of these goddamn laws of these European, these laws, let me get back to that law. That's what I post being on law. So I'm just freestyling, y'all. I'm just freestyling. Whatever comes to my mind, got, like they say, get the Holy Spirit, you just roll with it, y'all. That's what they say in the church. When you get the Holy Spirit, you roll. But anyway, go back to these laws. So when our brothers here talking about we must know the law, y'all, we can know the law all we want. We've been practicing law. We've been dealing with law for a long goddamn time. And a lot of our people have fallen by the wayside, even by this so-called law that they're following. That's why I really want to do this show. Was the U.S. law, when it was drafted and put together, did it have us in mind? We know it couldn't have, y'all, when we was in so-called fucking slavery. Mm-hmm. I know, when we was in so-called slavery, how could we been in mind when they was putting it together? And even to this day, we know this shit don't work for us. So, my brothers, when y'all get to saying that, man, are y'all really serious? Are y'all really serious? We got to start using law. We've been using law. We've been using the laws that they have on the books and trying to play by their game, by their laws, by everything that they put out before us. We have been trying it. We have been trying our best, y'all, to do whatever we can to live this Americanized lifestyle, but the shit is not working. You know what I'm saying? It ain't working. I know y'all can say, well, to a certain degree it is. Yeah, maybe. You know, they always let anything get by. They always let a few motherfuckers get in, and you know, they play the illusionary game because they're great mass. What you call them, motherfucker magicians? Now, they wear the big hats, like, you know, back in the day in Memphis. We used to have a magic show used to come on called Dick William Magic Land, but they got David Copperfield. So they real grand illusions. They know how to play the real grand illusion, like David Copperfield so-called made the Statue of Liberty disappear and shit. Y'all remember that show he did, made the Statue of Liberty disappear? So that's how they do, y'all. They make you feel like you're a part of this establishment of America. But they'll turn around, and as soon as you get comfortable and thinking you are, they'll come up with some shit like the Michael Brown incident, the Trayvon Martin incident. They come up there and they show you a lot of more. And there was a 12-year-old, I heard a 12-year-old brother got killed, last week somewhere? Some more people got killed. We still hadn't heard any damn thing about Michael Garner when they choked that brother out up in New York. We still hadn't heard anything about that. Come on, y'all. Shit, it's a lot of our brothers, man, who've been killed on the street. We haven't heard Sean Bell. Y'all remember Sean Bell? We hadn't heard a goddamn Oscar Grant. Nothing. We have a lot of our freedom fighters in jail. A lot of them have served their time, and they still can't get out. You hear what I'm saying? They have served their times in the federal prisons and in these prison systems, and they still will not let them out. Where's the justice in that shit, y'all? Where's the justice in that? Think about this, too. Now, these goddamn so-called white militia groups who themselves, to some points, who are anti-government themselves, who say they want the republic. They were trying to fight to get the republic back. They do a lot of shit, y'all, against the government. They don't do them motherfuckers like that. They don't put them in jail. They go and blow up a whole bunch of shit, go kill up a whole bunch of motherfuckers. We probably, like, one of our freedom fighters just probably go and purchase, like, 20 motherfucking, you know, regular pieces, rust-ass guns. They would probably get them life in the penitentiary, but you would get a motherfucker like the Timothy McVeigh and all of them motherfuckers go out here and blow up a whole federal building. They might get about 35 years and shit, probably won't even do that. But they don't do that. They don't get them that motherfucking time like they do us. You know what I mean? Like we had here in Memphis, y'all, there was a law they had. Man, they were tearing brothers' ass up with this law, too. You get caught with one. Now, I ain't justifying selling dope because you shouldn't be fucking with that anyway. But they, if you used to get caught with one piece of crack rock, I don't give a damn if it looked like a piece of crumb fell off of, you know what I'm saying, a damn cookie, a little small crumb. They was giving brothers 7.2, 7 years, I think it was 7 years and 2 months, 7 years and 2 months for a piece of goddamn one piece of crack rock. But it, a white boy, because at the time, you know, they was, brother was selling, pushing the crack hard. White boy was running around here with pounds, you hear me? I mean pounds of cocaine. No matter how much weight of cocaine that they had, they were not given that much. They probably was given 2 goddamn years, and that 2 years probably was on probation, y'all. Maybe on probation. Mm-hmm. But they were giving our brother 7 years, 7.2, seven years and 2 months. That's how they were tearing their ass up. Then, man, they was filling the jails were being and the prison were being so overpacked. They didn't have nowhere to even put them anymore. They had to go ahead and change the laws. But look how many brothers that fell up under that law. Y'all remember Bill Clinton had to come back and change that law, didn't you? Remember Bill Clinton had to change that law? Because it said the cocaine law and all of that shit. Because they was tearing brothers' ass up with that shit. Yeah. So we see, man, this law don't work, man. I love to, you know, hear our brothers talk on law sometimes. That shit sound good because I've learned a lot, and I usually try to do it and practice it and quote it, you know. But, man, in reality, though, them folks don't even believe. Them folks don't even go by that shit they sells. Because why, Sun Ray? Why you say that they don't go by it? Now, here's the thing why I say that. Just for instance, the police, you go and look up, go to any police department website, look up their statues and codes and shit, what they supposed to go by. Any police officer, right? They're supposed to uphold the law. They ain't supposed to be out there making the motherfucking law at will. They're supposed to uphold the law, the constitutional law, and other laws that's on the books. That's what they're supposed to do. And make sure the law is enforced. You know, that's what. But they're not supposed to be out there breaking the fucking law. If you go out here and like what happened with that Michael Brown, all of that wasn't motherfucker. He wasn't upholding the goddamn law because he supposed to say that every man's supposed to have a day, his due day in court. He's supposed to be able to go to trial. Shit, when is Michael Brown day in court? When is his trial coming? Shit, he met the judge, the prosecutor. He met, the jury, everybody right there on the street, on the side of the police car in that one goddamn day. The law wasn't enforced on that day. That police didn't go by the police statutes and codes. He didn't goddamn it go by that. So a lot of time, goddamn it, a lot of that motherfucking police, they don't follow what their procedures are supposed to be. The motherfuckers go by their own rules. And then when they violate their own, the code of conduct, that is the code of conduct of the police officer supposed to go by, what happened? Do the goddamn court system come in there and like, hey, y'all broke y'all codes, the code of conduct. You need to go to jail for this. No, they don't. They found a way to justify the shit they did. They found a way to justify them breaking that code of conduct. Well, he's a criminal because they're going to say you're a criminal anyway. Like even with Michael Brown, they said, and this is what really killed me. Now, we got all of the, and I hear it, and I'm going to throw this in there. I'm going to play not the race card, but the religious card. And a lot of people who's supposed to be so Christianized, Islamicized, who so supposed to be God-fearing lies, right? And a lot of people were saying that Michael Brown deserved it. He deserved what he got. Come on. How can you say a man deserved what he got? Deserve to get gunned down like that? Deserve to get killed? Don't your Bible tells you thou shalt not kill? Don't it say that? Even probably the Quran talks about murder. So how can you say a man deserved to get gunned down? He deserved to die. What happened to your day of judgment, as you say? What happened to the point just even before judgment, going to see that so-called judge in the courtroom? But especially, though, the day of judgment where he get judged by his deeds. Yeah, some people, y'all always say, especially as black folk, well, I'm going to just let God, I'm going to put it in God's hand. You know what I'm saying? That's what we really got that shit good, y'all. We'll say that shit in a heartbeat. Not all of us, y'all. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I had to say it. My Christian folk, y'all will say that shit real quick. I'm putting it in God's hand. No matter what happened, put it in God's hand. Okay. But they say that he deserved to die. He got what he rightfully deserved. How can you fix your mouth to say something like that? So I guess when it comes down to your child, when someone, you hear somebody on the news, CNN and ABC3 and 123, some news outfits like that with no fancy alphabet say, when your child get killed, well, your child deserved to get killed. He deserved to get murdered. He stole, they took a candy bar out of the store. They deserve to get gunned down by the security guard or the police because they stole a candy bar. How can you fix your mouth to say something like that? Nobody deserved to get killed. Nobody deserved to get murdered. I hate it even need to have these goddamn wars. People are getting killed for no goddamn reason. And I'm gonna jump on something else right fast too, y'all. I think about something else I've been hearing out here with these dudes and these people in the so-called conscious community, right? We having this thing called fighting for our freedom, standing up for ourselves. A lot of people will say, I die for what I believe in. It's not saying that you're going to be a goddamn crazy-ass terrorist. You're going to run out here and strap a bomb on you. Y'all know black folk, we don't do no shit like that now. We don't strap no bombs on our ass and go run up in no building or the law, Akbar, and blow ourselves up. No, we just don't do that, y'all. I hadn't seen one. Maybe it is. I hadn't seen it. I hadn't even heard about it. Have y'all heard about it? I hadn't. But we don't do no shit like that. But to say, when we say we die for what we believe in, it just meaning we stand up for what we strongly believe, what is right. And in the process of us standing up, it just so happened as a casualty of war, we get killed. Somebody said, yes, okay. But see, I hadn't heard it. all right. But in the process of us getting killed, for standing up for your family, standing up for what, like Brother Martin got killed for what he believed in. Now, did he, would he put a had it any other way? Yes, I don't think the brother wanted to die. Brother Malcolm got killed, assassinated, shot down. But they knew the consequences of them standing up. So when we say, I die for what I believe in, it's not like I said, we're going to run out here and strap no bomb to us. We're going to run out here with no goddamn 22 rifle with two bullets and run up on a goddamn military base and try to kill off the whole goddamn military. No, that ain't what we saying. That's not what people be saying when they say that. Just meaning you're going to stand up for what you believe in. If you believe that trying to get freedom and justice and equality for you and yourself and your family, and in the process, somebody don't like that. They want you to continue to be a servant or a slave to them and be oppressed as a people or as a person. And goddamn it, they try to kill you for that. You died for your just cause. You died for what you believe in. But a lot of these guys are now saying, man, I'm not going to die for what I... That's stupid. People, I die for what I believe in. Now, and a lot of these same people who say that shit, right? These so-called conscious folk, y'all signed up and went to the goddamn United States military. Uh-huh. I know it. A lot of y'all went to the military. You took that oath to defend this country by any means necessary, as Brother Malcolm would say. You took that oath to defend this goddamn country, talking about some damn democracy that you ain't got yet. Talking about the freedom of America that you ain't got fucking yet. But you signed up for the military, and you and some of y'all went to Iraq. Some of y'all went to all these other Libya. You went to Afghanistan. You went to all these other places fighting to uphold America, racism, white supremacy. I know y'all didn't see that in y'all handbook. I know that there wasn't in y'all handbook, but that's what the fuck you did. But you believed in this thing called American democracy. You believed in this country so much that you put your life on the line to stand up for America. But now when it comes back, you come back home over here, now you say, I'm not putting my life on the line. I ain't dying for what I believe. I want to live for what I believe in. Okay. But you didn't tell the motherfucker, you didn't tell the Marines recruiters that. You didn't tell the Army recruiter that. You didn't tell the Air Force recruiters that. You didn't tell none of them recruiters that shit. I ain't dying for what America, I believe in the American dream. You didn't tell them that shit. But now when they come down to stand up for your black family, you want to punk out. You want to turn the other goddamn cheek and say, I ain't dying for what I believe in. And I'm not advocating nobody act no goddamn fool. Go out here in the Ferguson nowhere and start no shit to act no fool. No, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying when it comes down, like Brother Muhammad Ali said, Tojo, and when he was talking about the Vietnam when he was getting drafted, he said they ain't called me no nigga. They ain't called me no nigga. But I know some folks who did call me nigga. I know some folks who's holding us down and doing a lot of damn things to us. Yeah, them the ones I got to fight. But you're not going to send me way over the goddamn water to go fight somebody who ain't did shit to me, who ain't did nothing to me. So, yeah, I stand up. And in the process of me standing up, something happened. The Klan come out from my house tonight and burn a cross and try to come up in here and harm me. God damn it, yeah, I'm going to die in the process of defending myself from that racism, white supremacy. I'm going to go out with a fucking bang. Yes, I'm going to die for it. Yes, I am. That's what we're talking about when we saying we'll die for what we believe in. So a lot of y'all are being punked out, being cows, and y'all are teaching other people to not stand up by that bullshit. Because you're trying to play with words when you're doing that. I see the game y'all play when y'all do that. Because y'all know y'all have listeners who listen to y'all shows and listen to what you say. And some people take some things you say, they take it literal. Every word you say, some people take that shit to heart and run with it. And besides using their own mind, their own analytical mind, their own thought process, they take what somebody else say because they have been so, starstruck. The personality worshipers. Oh, he sound good. I like the way he dropped the knowledge. I like the way they do the knowledge on stage. Woo, I know they right and exact in what they say. Some of them just some fucking cowards they own goddamn self. They just talk shit, y'all. They like spotlights. Y'all remember the movie Temptation with David Ruffin? They want to be in the spotlight. Want the whole be the first one all out there. Hey, this ain't the Temptation. This David Ruffin in the Temptation. That's how a lot of them want to be. They just want this spotlight, y'all. They like this blog talk spotlight. They like the YouTube spotlight. They like that shit, y'all. Going around on a lecture circuit, having people rent calling their names and shit. Like they Elvis Presley or some motherfucking body. Hey, Elvis falling all out in the flow. Michael Jackson falling all in the goddamn flow. They personality worshipers. Cut that shit out, y'all. Cut that shit out for real. You know what I'm saying? It's Free Y'all Mind Radio. And goddamn it, Free Your Mind Radio, that's what it's all about. Freeing your mind. I know I got free your mind. Free your mind. Nope. You can't free nobody else's goddamn mind till yours is free. Free your mind. It's all about, it started with you. And as you progress and get yourself right, and you just walk right, man, people will look at you and how you act and how you do things, and they're like, damn. Something is about that. Something about that person. Even in the Bible says, y'all, I'm gonna throw in some Bible quotes on it. In the Bible said, "Let your light so shine before men, so they can see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, that's what that part say. But when you're walking right, y'all, and you're leading a perfect example, people will see that. You ain't got to go around here talking, I'm this, I'm that, wearing certain clothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to wear all the African clothing and the African garb. They goddamn it, all the head wrappings and all of this shit, the rings, and got different ornaments all on my car and all of this shit, y'all. Man, if I just walk in that walk right, you know what I'm saying, live the way I talk, to live what I know, people will see that. You know what I'm saying? There's something that'll radiate off from you. You know, there's something that'll come bounce off of you that people can see. It's something about this person. You know how they be like, white folk, you just say, it's something about this nigga. This nigga different from somebody. This nigga ain't like the rest of them slaves out there. Mm-hmm. See that? People will know. People sit back, they know, especially if you sit back and you observe people. Not that you're going to sit in the corner and just stand there and stare at a motherfucker. No. Because you know when conversations get to going, how a certain person is certain things that they don't even talk on and speak on and get involved in, you know something about them. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what we have to do, y'all. We have to walk this stuff. And like I said, a lot of those people like to say, man, some of these shows, you know, I like there's some good shows on here, but I'm going to tell y'all the truth, though. Be honest. Y'all know Sunray don't hold no goddamn punches. I'm going to tell y'all the goddamn truth, how I feel about it. Now, I see it. You can take it for what it's worth. You ain't got to take it. But a lot of these motherfuckers be on these shows are nothing on this motherfucker but motherfucking the David Ruffins want the mic. They like the spotlight. All they want to do is shine. But if something jumped off, they ain't going to do a goddamn thing. They ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. A lot of them are just trying to mislead you. It's a lot of motherfuckers that's out here doing shit for money. They kick this knowledge to you just for money. They kick this knowledge out here just to hear their motherfucking name ringing all on Blog Talk. Oh, so and so, my motherfucking name. Said, what's my motherfucking, what's it, what's it, who this, Snoop? What's my motherfucking name? Yeah, that's what they doing, y'all. They don't give a fuck about this shit for real, y'all. This shit is just something to do for them. It was a pastime. Everybody can't be on the stage singing R&B and hip hop, and they can't be on television. So you know, you got celebrities in all different fronts, y'all. Yeah, you got celebrities in all different fronts. So even in this so-called consciousness shit, you got celebrities in that shit, y'all. Y'all know it. Let me find another clip. Let me throw this in here. Let me do something right here for y'all. This is about the 14th Amendment citizenships of citizens, y'all. So we're going to be talking about law of Tuesday. Let me throw this in here.
Given what most Americans believe, the next statement may be more shocking than any previous. The fact is, the United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Your state is a country, per the law, and your original citizenship is of that country. Our founders instituted themselves to be first and foremost citizens of their respective states. As of 1787, those states already had formed a union, and they created the Constitution for the purpose of perfecting that union in forming a national government. They did not intend that the new nation have any jurisdiction or powers over the states or their citizens that were not specifically enumerated in the Constitution. They stated this point quite clearly in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution. They granted the United States exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may become the seat of the government of the United States, our District of Columbia, and to exercise authority over all places purchased by the consent of the states. And that is all. The framers further secured the rights of the people with the 9th and 10th Amendments in the Bill of Rights. In the 9th, they established that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And in the 10th, they made clear that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The only way the federal government can have any jurisdiction beyond these constitutional clauses is by written permission or contract, which leads us to another piece of the puzzle, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, ratified in 1868 following the Civil War. As barbaric as it may sound today, the black slaves, prior to the conclusion of the Civil War, were legally considered to be property, with none of the rights or privileges of free-born people, only duties. The money interests took advantage of America's desire to free the slaves and found a way to use the swiftly adopted post-war constitutional amendments to enslave all of the people. The deceit is in the wording of both the 13th and 14th Amendments. You will note that the 13th Amendment provides that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States. But why the emphasis on involuntary servitude? Isn't it the same thing as slavery? Sure it is. But they had to mention the concept of involuntary servitude because they wished to retain another type of slavery, voluntary servitude. Voluntary servitude is an ancient and established concept. It was the way serfs became subjects to their lords during feudal times in England and other European countries. It was a way for free men to earn a living at a time when all property was held by a select few, and thus anyone who wanted to farm and support their family had first to agree to be subject to a lord of the land. Our forefathers hated this concept and designed our Constitution to exclude titles of nobility, making all Americans sovereign. The 14th Amendment turned the intention of the founders on its ear by making voluntary servitude a requirement for former slaves to gain the rights already guaranteed to free-born United States citizens. When the slaves were released from their involuntary servitude following the war, their status was changed from that of being property to that of being a person. But being a person still entitled them to none of the rights associated with citizenship. So the 14th Amendment ostensibly was written to provide the former slaves with the same constitutional rights of freeborn American citizens, but only if they agreed first to become subject to the jurisdiction of the corporate United States, making oneself paramountly, that is, first subject to the jurisdiction of the laws of the United States, however, limits access to parts of the Bill of Rights, as we'll explain in a moment. But first remember, anyone who voluntarily subjects himself to the laws or jurisdiction of another is, in every way, obligated to abide by the terms of any contracts or laws established by whomever establishes the rules of the contract. In simple terms, this meant that the former slaves became subjects first to the United States, and secondly to the state in which they lived. They had no sovereignty whatsoever. This status had never existed in the United States prior to that time. The 14th Amendment created a new class of citizenship in the United States, a second-class citizenship. Up until 1868, every American was a paramount citizen of their state, and by virtue of that, also a citizen of the United States, with full individual sovereignty as guaranteed by Amendments 9 and 10 in the Bill of Rights. But so-called naturalized citizens, or 14th Amendment citizens, are paramountly subject to all laws of the United States, and, having no status as freeborn citizens, have no access at all to the unenumerated rights retained for the people by Articles 9 and 10 of the Bill of Rights. That's because, in order to get any rights at all, they had to subject themselves to the jurisdiction of the corporate United States, which left them no unenumerated rights. The only rights they had were those specifically written into the Constitution. The sad tragedy of America today is that all U.S. citizens, regardless of race, are now 14th Amendment slaves due to contracts with the government of the United States through Social Security, birth certificates, driving licenses, citizenship statements, tax forms, and many other documents. The true paramount citizenship that all Americans deserve is that of their respective state, which is a sovereign citizenship. Such status would exempt them from federal and state income taxes, as well as property and inheritance taxes. This sovereign citizenship was the status held by our forefathers. Now, if you're still thinking that the U.S. government needs to have a central bank and collect income tax or it will collapse, think again. Over two-thirds of the federal government's income is derived from sources other than income tax. There is even evidence suggesting that none of your income tax is used by the government. Fees, excise taxes, tariffs, sales taxes, and other forms of income have easily supported the U.S. budget in the past and could easily support it now. We have done without a national bank for large stretches of our history, and the U.S. Treasury is perfectly capable of printing and managing a money supply. In fact, the only constitutionally sanctioned currency is backed by gold or other precious metals. This is a far more stable form of currency and is the type of money the Treasury was designed to handle. The government was doing so well collecting money under these original laws that it had amassed a huge surplus by the time this cartoon was penned 100 years later in 1887, when there still was no income tax collected at all. Up to this point, we have shown you how the money interests have, one, established the Federal Reserve System, and two, exploited a second class of citizenship created by the 14th Amendment for other purposes. And we have mentioned a few names involved in the creation of the Fed. But there are other organizations working for our economic enslavement as well, along with other extremely rich and powerful international bankers. Those who support the Fed have created a global movement to centralize economic power in various puppet organizations that preach peace and stability through some variation of socialism, but act aggressively to draw nations into a web of foreign debt and servitude to their agenda. The United Nations, the World Monetary Fund, and the Council on Foreign Relations are all committed to an agenda of world domination through manipulation of economic power. The Council on Foreign Relations openly admits to being a private club, yet it is the primary recruiting post in both international banking and the federal government of the United States. Richard Nixon, Nelson Rockefeller, John Foster Dulles, Dean Rusk, Alger Hiss, Robert S. McNamara, and every president since FDR, with the exception of John Kennedy, have been members of this exclusive club where super financiers and your elected representatives can mix freely and plan the next step in the consolidation of power in a new world order.
All right, friend. All right, we're right. All right, we're back. We're back. Yeah, you also can go and check that clip out right there on YouTube as well. This 14th Amendment citizenship, citizens or citizen. 14th Amendment citizenship, citizen or citizen. Just wanted to throw something in that right fast, family. Man, that's cold stuff. You said all citizens, so-called citizens of the United States are slaves. That's a cold game. That's a cold game. That's how they do it. Hey, they tell you to know the law. Goddamn. They said know the law. So we're going to get into some of that right there, like say on Tuesday as well, y'all. But I want to read something right fast here. Coming from the Holy Tablets. Coming from the Holy Tablets was actually written and transcribed by our good brother, Dr. Malachi Z. York. And this is a chapter here which is called The Mind. Something, this is a small passage. It's called The Mind, The Best Friend or Worst Enemy. It says, one should not allow the mind to dissipate its energy on useless vain thoughts, worries, imagination, fears. One thing you cannot recycle is wasted thoughts and time. By manipulating the mind, one is able to bring it under control and compel it to concentrate its power. However, one must not wrestle with it. Lost time is never returned. Struggle only set more mental ways into motion. The sum of all the pleasures in the world is nothing compared to the bliss derived from meditation. Feed your mind meditation, and doubt and idle time will starve to death. Let me read that last part again, because I like that right there, y'all. I like that one. It says, feed the mind meditation, and doubt and idle time will starve to death. Man, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. It's called The Mind, The Best Friend, The Worst Enemy. Yeah. So like I said, I was going into that earlier and I was talking about negative thoughts and dealing with negative thoughts and dealing with people who's on a come around you with negative vibrations and all of that. And I was trying to find that chapter on that as well. Like I said, you know, hey, we don't get yourself caught up in a lot of negative stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like if somebody come around you with all this negative talk, negative energy, man, either I was trying to find this part right fast what he was saying. But that was like he was going into like when a person come around you and they're talking a lot of negative stuff, you know, getting all kind of negative, you know, conversations or whatever. He was saying change the conversation, flip it on them, change it to something else. You know, if they're talking all kind of, you know, bull crap that you don't want to indulge in, change the conversation or either get the hell away from them. You know what I'm saying? Because it will affect you and, you know, drain you as well. So get the hell away from them. So don't indulge in their bull crap. So, like I said, you know, a lot of negative. Like I said, you see a lot of, like I said, get into a lot of music. Like people doing a lot of music, just negative stuff. Turn the channel. If you know if you can, you around it, man. Get the hell away from that. Or, you know, do something. Don't keep, you know, being around all this negative stuff. And that's what we're being fed a lot of times. There's a lot of times just out here in this community, in this world today. It's a lot of negative. So we have to change the polarities of a lot of these things. So get away from it. You know, let's get back focused on the positive. And let's bring some positive energy back out here because, like I said, they are trying to keep us in this mindset of everything negative, keep us on a negative wave and negative vibrations. That's what they all about. There's nothing positive with them, and nothing that they're doing is being positive. Yeah, so hold on for 1 second, family, 1 second. All right, crazy-ass dog taking the food, but hey, I'm... Yeah, he want to get out and do his thing. I don't mind. Hey, he trying to do something positive. He trying to guard the house, y'all. He doing something positive. His ass getting what he paid for. I mean, getting what I pay him to do. Yeah. So he get him a good Scooby snack after this, y'all. Get him a good Scooby snack. So like I said, I got like 12 minutes, y'all. Like I said, we just want to go in the house. And I said, I really apologize for not being able to get into and do that lecture on tonight. But on Sunday, some Sundays, not every Sunday, but that's what I'm going to be trying to do. Make sure I be able to have everything up and running and everything right. I thought I did, but I got so much I be dealing with. And but like I said, I didn't get a chance to play the lecture on tonight for Sunday's lecture series. And from time to time, I will be doing that and bringing it here in the house. But like I said, man, I put a link up in the chat room. Well, two, for a matter of fact, because y'all know I do some musical shows. And I'm really delighted in my son. You know, my son that turned 18, and it was in September. And I'm going to show y'all something right fast. Let me say something right fast. And we talk about negative and positive. Our children and people around you, just talking about something positive, right? And y'all know I've said and I've talked about and I share a lot of my personal information on these different shows. You know, I've had my son, you know, saying, well, I hadn't been able to just have contact, you know, dealing with him and his mother for like 2 years. I hadn't had any contact, but now he's 18, and now, hell, I'm able to, you know, have contact with him and all of this stuff. So we can be all this conscious shit all we want to, family, but people, we have problems, I goddamn said, we still real. This still goddamn, this still life. It's still reality. So no matter, a lot of us get on these goddamn shows and we do what we do, we still have personal lives, I goddamn said. So a lot of these things and these shows, like I said myself, this is therapy. Y'all just don't, this fucking therapy be on here. But anyway, I was real proud because I got a chance to been talking to him and stuff, and he know that I've been doing shows and all of this, do music and stuff like that, do music shows. I do some music shows on another broadcast called, another music, not Blog Talk. I used to do them on Blog Talk, but I do some on this thing called Spreaker, Spreaker.com. I have like two shows over there, which is under like the House of Sunray, where I do the Sunray 9 show. And I have Powerhouse Radio 109 FM, Powerhouse Radio 109 FM, and I do music shows over there. But, you know, I was talking to my son the other day, and he's like, Dad, I'm gonna start my own music show. I'm going to start my own show. I said, okay, cool. And I said, that's fine. Because I told him I was doing a show. He called me and asked me if I'm doing a show. Getting ready to do a show. But anyway, in a nutshell, I looked at him and he said, Dad, I'm starting my own show. I got a joint show. He said, can we do some shows together? I said, all right, cool, cool. So I opened up and I did his first show for him on there. So now he's doing, you know, he's doing shows himself. So I put the link up in there, y'all. Y'all can go to Spreaker.com. You spell Spreaker. It's almost like speaker, but it's Spreaker. It's Spreaker. Spreaker.com. And when you get over there, look his show up. It's called The Raheem Radio Show. The Raheem Radio Show. Check him out, y'all. He just turned 18, and so he's trying to learn how to start also doing this thing here. Like, but he, I don't know, he's going to be getting into talk shows, but he's just doing music, and actually he's doing, like, following in his daddy's footsteps. Y'all, I love old school. Y'all know I love old school, like the OJ's, Isaac Brothers, all that good stuff like that. So he did his first show, and I think he did some old school also as well. So stuff like that, y'all, it make y'all proud. You know, it make you proud when you see your children. And they, because like I said, they look at you, and we know that we don't think it, y'all, a lot of times, but a lot of children look at what we do, and it is a reflection. That's why we have to be careful at the things that we do, because you never know who's watching and never know who's trying to emulate you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you got to be careful. I'm going to say it one more goddamn time, y'all. We got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm proud of him for doing his shows. So I'm be over there working with him, doing music shows over there as well. So, hey, y'all, family, y'all, show y'all support over there. It's like at Spreaker.com and look up the Raheem Radio Show. Show him some love, y'all. Show y'all support. Go over there and like the show, follow the show, and, you know, and things of that nature. You know, show him support. So I'm trying to, you know, encourage him to work on it. And that, things like that, I didn't know nothing about doing this. I started off on Blog Talk doing music, and then eventually, you know, I started doing talk, which I wanted to do talk shows starting off, but I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I was kind of nervous starting off. So I like, nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna do music. But hey, it opened up and it did well. So yeah, I'm just excited, and I'm glad, you know, that he got a chance to get into it, you know, and try to do that too. And also, I'm gonna tell y'all another conversation that him and myself we had, and he was telling his little girlfriend, you know, he likes, he's 18 and he's just learning, but he was like, she was telling him, Dad, you gonna blow up, you gonna be famous. So I have to let him know it's not about fame, you know, it's not about fame, it's not about that, you know. I told him, you know, even with you try to get out there, what you want to say famous or whatever, it takes a lot of hard work. It's hard work. You got to put in work and time, but the true essence of it is not about fame. It's about doing something that you love. When you love what you're doing, and you love it, what you're doing, and you're putting out, that might come. All of that old so-called fame may come, but still, you got to stay focused on the reality of what you're doing, and know that you're doing it because you love it. You're not doing it for the fame. Because you do it for the fame and the fortune, the shit ain't going to work. It's not going to be work. It's not going to be real. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to tell him, don't get in it. Don't try to do nothing, none of this, just to be famous, because you're not being real with yourself. Do it because you love it. So when I get on here and I do these Blog Talk radios, it'd be frustrating. I've been plenty of times, y'all. I told y'all, y'all know, I tell you, I want to quit doing this shit, but I couldn't. Many times I got frustrated, like, man, I ain't doing it. I'm sick of this shit. Sick of putting up with a lot of other shit that comes with this. It ain't not doing the shows, y'all. No, don't never get me wrong on it. It's not that. But it's a lot of other shit that sometimes behind the scenes shit that come with doing this shit that you get sick of, and you just like, I don't even want to deal with this shit no more. Sometimes even dealing with our people, you know what I'm saying, you get frustrated, you get mad, and you're like, man, I'm through with liberation, I'm through with all this shit, I don't, damn the black people, I'm just going to deal with my immediate family. So that's how I get sometimes. But like I said, when you love what you're doing, you can't quit it, you can't quit it. And you make it, you strive to make it better because you love it, you know what I'm saying, you love it so much, you want to see it grow, and you want to continue to help people. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I just try to instill in him. Like I said, don't do this shit because you want to be famous, want your name up in lights, because you're doing it for that reason. It's not true. It's not truly you. you're doing it for the wrong reason. So, hey, that's what I say, y'all, and that's with anything in life. Do it because you love it. Do it because if you're trying to do liberation, do it because you truly want to see your people free. Not because you want motherfuckers just be calling your name out, you know, screaming your name. Brother Sunray, hey, you the great freedom fighter. You like Malcolm X. No, 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 don't start that shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I do this because I love it. You know what I'm saying? It's in me. It's in me. It's a part of my nature, y'all. If I studied my zodiac sign, I studied my life path and all of this shit, it's in there. You know what I'm saying? Sister Lady D, I think it's Sister Lady D, she did it for me, my horoscope and all that stuff, and she read it, and it told me, and I always seen it. It was written. I didn't know nothing about that stuff, but when I seen it, and I seen it, and how it was, it's in me. I can't fight it. I can't do nothing but go along with it. You know what I'm saying? This idea. I want to say y'all peace and love to y'all, everybody. Thank y'all like for tuning in right here tonight. Like I said, I'm going to close it out early tonight. I just thank everybody for tuning in with me right here, man, on Free Your Mind Radio. We most definitely have to free our minds. Like I said, we'll catch y'all on this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, my bad. 7 p.m. Central Time, y'all, what was the United States law designed with black people in mind? Was the United States law designed with black people in mind? This Tuesday, y'all, 7 p.m. Central Time. To this time and to that time, y'all, hey, I'm Brother Sunray 9. Y'all, like I said, one more time, I thank y'all for tuning in. Hey, I'm up out of here, y'all. Man, peace, love. Thank y'all for y'all's support. Culture Freedom Radio Network has most definitely been in the house. Peace.
Got a family that loves me and wants me to.